Savitri, Book 1, The Book of Beginnings, Canto 4, The Secret Knowledge, page 52. For these she yearns and feels them destined hers. Heaven's privilege she claims as her own right. Just is her claim, the all-witnessing gods approve, clear in a greater light than reason's owns. Our intuitions are its titled deeds. Our souls accept what our blind thoughts refuse. Earth's winged chimeras are truth's steed in heaven. The impossible God sign of things to be, but few can look beyond the present state or overleap this matted hedge of sense. All that transpires on earth, on and all beyond, are parts of an illimitable plan. The one keeps in his heart and knows alone. Our outward happenings have their seed within, and even this random fate that imitates chance, this mass of unintelligible results, are the dumb graph of truths that work unseen. The laws of the unknown create the unknown, the events that shape the appearance of our lives, or a cipher of subliminal quiverings, which rarely we surprise or vaguely feel, or an outcome of suppressed realities that hardly rise into material day. They are born from the spirit sun of hidden powers, digging a tunnel through emergency. But who shall pierce into the cryptic gulfs and learn what deep necessity of the soul, determined casual deed and consequence, absorbed in a routine of daily acts? Our eyes are fixed on an external sense. We hear the crash of the wheels of circumstance and wonder at the hidden cause of things. Yet a foreseeing knowledge might be ours, if we could take our spirit stand within, if we could hear the muffled demon voice. Too seldom is the shadow of what must come cast in an instant on the secret sense, which feels the shock of the invisible, and seldom is the few who answer give the mighty process of the cosmic will communicate its image to our sight, identifying the world's mind with ours. Our range is fixed within the crowded arc of what we observe and touch and thought can guess, and rarely draws the light of the unknown, walking in us the prophet and the seer. The outward and the immediate are our field. The dead past is our background and support. Mind keeps the soul prisoner. We are slaves to our acts. We cannot free our gaze to reach wisdom's sun. Inheritor of the brief animal mind, man still a child in nature's mighty hands, in the succession of the moments live. To a changing present is his narrow right. His memory stares back at a phantom past. The future feels before him as he moves. He sees imagined garments, not a face. Armed with a limited precarious strength, he saves his fruits of work from adverse chance. A struggling ignorance is his wisdom's mate. He waits to see the consequence of his acts. He waits to weigh the certitude of his thoughts. He knows not what he shall achieve or when. he knows not whether at last he shall survive or end like a mastodon on the sloth and perish from the earth where he was king. He is ignorant of the meaning of his life. He is ignorant of his high and splendid fate. Only the immortals on their deathless heights, dwelling beyond the walls of time and space, masters of living, free from the bounds of thought, who are overseers of fate and chance and will, and experts of the theorem of world need, can see the idea, the might that changed time's course, come maimed with the light from undiscovered worlds, here while the world toils and with its deep blind heart, the galloping hooves of the unforeseen event, bearing the superhuman rider, near and impassive to earth's din and started cry, return to the silence of the hills of God, as lightning leaps, a thunder sweeps, they pass, and leaves their mark on the trampled breast of life.